This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel. Good morning, everyone. Pharmaceuticals in your drinking water? An investigation by the Associated Press found that at least 41 million Americans may be getting antibiotics, anticonvulsants, mood stabilizers, and sex hormones, as well as over-the-counter pain medicines when they turn on the tap. Now, the concentrations are small, measured in parts per billion or trillion. Even so, there are some scientists who are worried about the long-term consequences to humans. The world's greatest distance runner and marathon world record holder says he will not compete in the Beijing Olympics. Ethiopian Haile Gebrselassie says he wouldn't be able to handle the pollution there. He's faced problems with asthma in the past, dropping out of the London Marathon last year. A female suicide bomber killed a prominent Sunni Arab tribal chief in Iraq today. He headed a neighborhood security unit that was working with Americans in northern Diyala province. The U.S. military is trying to downplay fears that the recent surge of violence in Iraq is an early sign that the relative calm there is about to end. Here's NPR's Dina Temple-Raston with more from Baghdad.
Violence in Iraq has fallen about 60% in the last 9 months. Between a ceasefire called by anti-U.S. Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, an increase in U.S. forces on the ground, and Sunni fighters joining forces with the United States, the general trend has been a positive one. The concern is that in the last several weeks, there have been a rash of deadly attacks. Just last Thursday, a coordinated bombing attack killed 68 people at a popular shopping district in Baghdad, the biggest attack in a month. Military spokesman Rear Admiral Gregory Smith told reporters in Baghdad yesterday that the uptick in attacks is not a harbinger of things to come. He said 1 or 2 weeks of violence doesn't constitute a trend. His comments come as the U.S. is starting to withdraw the thousands of troops it put into Iraq last year to reduce violence.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reporting from Baghdad. Spain's José Luis Zapatero won a second term as prime minister. With most of the vote in, Zapatero's Socialist Party had 43.8% compared to 40% for the Conservative Popular Party. Zapatero's first-term policies included legalizing gay marriage and granting on-demand divorce. President Bush is meeting with Poland's prime minister today. He's pursuing a deal on European missile defense. The president wants Poland to host the system's interceptor missiles. Prime Minister Donald Tusk says he wants a large aid package to the Polish military in return. And at the box office this weekend,
we will join our brothers and sisters on the mountain of the God and convince them to fight with us together as one.
That was a caveman talking. Caveman plus special effects equals number one at the box office. 10,000 BC brought in $37.5 million. College Road Trip with Martin Lawrence was in second with $14 million. Vantage Point was third. Semi-Pro with Will Ferrell fell from first to fourth. And the heist movie The Bank Job opened at number five. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Rachel, right back to you.
Thank you, Matthew.
You're welcome.